This is T. Wolf, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Lazla Song and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and is Jen, with additional tags for T. Wolf, things I will regret. Tumblr prompt. Anonymous asked you, Styles has been fucking around on Adagio tees, thinking no one will come across his jokes. Like, okay, Styles is literally the only person he knows who is serious about tea, and he is only serious about tea because his mom was even more serious about it. As far as she was concerned, having a son instead of a daughter just meant she found a tea set with dinosaurs on it and prepared herself to explain that the G.I. Joes, or whatever, needed to know how to take tea with the president after they saved America from the zombie hordes. Styles is so serious about tea that he ended up going to a tea ceremony in San Francisco when he and his dad were on vacation, and didn't even twitch after 2 hours in Cesa. Like, coffee is fine and all, but tea is tea. So, one day, Styles may have been fucking around the internet, and instead of defaulting to terrible browser-based games or research, he's gotten pretty good at knowing which Wiccan herbalist sites are actually legit and which are just underpants on head crazy, or even porn, he looked up tea sites. Which led to Adagio. Which led to the tea blends page. Which led to the discovery that there were such a thing as werewolf-themed blends. Which led to the further discovery that they were pretty universally odd. Like, who named a tea Children of the Night or Such Sweet Music They Make and made them herbal mixes? No. Just no. He finds a picture of a Camaro, photoshops the hell out of it, and slaps, "It's a sexy beast," in the most brutally functional font he could find. It's got Irish breakfast, cinnamon black, and some masala chai to spice it up a little, because why the fuck not? When it comes in the mail, he makes a pot of it, gets some toast, and warily tries a sip. "Huh," he says to the empty kitchen, and drains the pot. One thing leads to another, and he accidentally becomes popular as a blender, in a small way, and it's pretty cool because he's not spending $1 zillion on the website anymore with all the points he's getting, at least, and hey, people like his tea. He's pretty stoked. He's staring at Derek Hale's eyebrows, doing the thing where they look like Eeyore's thunderclouds hanging over his face, while Derek's hand dangles a bag of Bite Me, I'm the Alpha, Puer Dante, Oriental Spice, and Toasted Sesame, in front of Styles' fragile, squishy human face. "Care to explain this?" says Derek. "No," says Styles promptly. "Not really. Not even a little. Wow, you went on the internet? I thought you hated the internet. I thought you were allergic to the..." The bag hits him on the forehead, Derek says. "Stop making werewolf jokes on the internet, Styles," and stalks out. The end. Author's notes. Bite Me, I'm the Alpha actually happened. It's a sexy beast is possible, but Adagio won't let me order it, so I can't check to make sure it doesn't taste like crap in a cup. And in conclusion, boo. Boo! The Bite Me, I'm the Alpha tea blend is available at adagio.com/signature_blend/blend.html?blend=27724. I think the only part you actually need is blend equals 27724. Anyway. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for Rose Crichton as a part of ITPE 2017 as a stocking stuffer. In ITPE 2016, Rose and Something Incorporeal recorded Feet on the Dash, which you should also check out. It's a pretty fantastic Peter Styles podfic, and it was like an hour long. It is the night before ITPE is due, so you get 490 words, but I know you like tea, I know you like Teen Wolf, I hope that this made you happy. Everybody else as well, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this and have a nice day.